New federal regulations that went into effect last month are intended to protect the privacy of patients when they visit a doctor or go to the hospital. But hospital fundraisers say the new rules may make it more difficult for them to raise money. That's a bigger issue than it might seem. Most hospitals rely on charitable donations to boost their budgets. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports.
Here's a good example, says Stephanie Steele. Steele's in charge of raising money for Mount Sinai Medical Center in New York. A few months ago, Mount Sinai sent a fundraising letter to all the women who'd given birth at the hospital over the past 2 years.
And one of the responses we got was a phone call from a woman. We didn't know her. She simply was on the list because she had given birth at Mount Sinai. She called and said that she was really interested in supporting the renovation that we had described in the letter. And she, very shortly thereafter, sent in a check for $25,000.
And that's how fundraising typically happens, says Steele. Letters are sent directly to former patients who benefited from the program the hospital wants to raise money for. But no more. The new privacy rules prohibit hospitals from sending letters to patients without first getting their written approval. The reasoning is that privacy is violated when hospital fundraisers sift through medical records to identify which patients received which treatment. But hospital officials say having to get written approval could be off-putting, and sending letters to all patients rather than targeting specific groups is notoriously unsuccessful. Stuart Smith chairs the Association of Healthcare Philanthropy.
Most people may simply just tick it off because they equate fundraising with an annoying phone call during dinner time or the gazillion coupons and ads and raffle tickets and everything else that comes in junk mail.
And Mount Sinai's Stephanie Steele says the new rules come at a bad time, when many hospitals are having to cope with lower reimbursements and tighter budgets. She says now they're relying even more on donations, especially for new projects.
Philanthropic funds are used for research projects, pilot programs and so on, that later can be funded by the NIH or some government agency. But to get a pilot of a little gem of an idea that may grow into something wonderful, often you need to turn to philanthropy to hire that extra person, to create a lab, to investigate something that's going to then be funded by another source.
Hospital officials estimate as much as 50% of all charitable donations could be jeopardized by the new privacy rules. Proponents of the rules argue one more piece of paper for patients to sign is worth it for the protection they get. And many hospitals will now present that piece of paper to patients when they get admitted or discharged. But some hospitals are also taking a more creative approach. Paulette Roberts is in charge of fundraising for Meridian Health-affiliated foundations, which raises money for 3 medical centers in New Jersey. Roberts says she's turning to doctors.
So what I say to a physician or even a nurse manager is, you know, I'm sure you hear a lot, Dr. Brown, thank you so much for what you did for me or my family. What can I do for you? And in the past, you've always said, well, nothing. That's my job. And now you can say, we have a lot of wonderful things going on at the hospital, and I'd love to have one of them give you a call. Would that be okay?
And at Mount Sinai, Stephanie Steele was recently pleasantly surprised when the hospital sent out a general mailing asking former patients if it was okay to solicit them in the future. More than 1 in 10 wrote back and said yes, and the responses are still coming. Patricia Naiman, NPR News.